Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly ideal as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. We'll see a mix of all kinds of weather, including some shower and thunderstorm activity, some cooling tendency over the weekend, and a return of warmer weather later next week into the following weekend. The end result is going to be continued support for most of the region's crops, and we'll likely have an opportunity for some field work to continue to advance as well, although we will have to see that field work play around the precipitation that's expected. I don't anticipate much in the way of heavy amounts of rainfall across the majority of the region, but there will certainly be a few strong thunderstorms to deal with, and the early indications suggest that the first round of those kinds of storms will probably occur here this weekend across portions of Kansas and Missouri, mostly southern Kansas initially, and across Missouri as we move towards the end of the weekend and the early part of next week. A deepening low pressure center will likely form over Missouri and head off to the east northeast as we move through the first half of next week. That should bring some heavier rains to Illinois, portions of southeastern Iowa, and perhaps a part of Indiana and Michigan. The storm system will produce some locally heavy amounts of rain and perhaps cause some localized flooding, but I don't think we're going to see any kind of crop damaging conditions coming out of that. There may be a few severe thunderstorms, however, and we do expect to see the hard red winter wheat country probably to suffer some concern, at least with the amount of excess moisture that will be occurring this weekend. Portions of southern Kansas and Oklahoma, where the crop is already working its way through maturation, is going to see rain totals of 1 to 3 inches and perhaps some locally greater amounts. And the precipitation just doesn't occur on one day either. It's stretched out over 2 or 3 days, and the end result will be at least a little bit of concern, like I said, for the quality of the crop. Harvest delays will occur in the south. We do anticipate the jet stream shifting to the north next week and on into the second week into the two-week outlook, so that should take away the precipitation frequency in the southern plains and reduce concerns about harvest and disruptions. In the meantime, though, most of the Midwest will see showers and thunderstorms from this developing storm system over the weekend into early next week, and it will likely bring a fair amount of moisture across the region, enough to maintain the moisture situation as being favorable across the majority of the Midwest. And there will be some disruption to farming activity, obviously, but for the most part, planting is already completed across many of these areas that will see the greatest rainfall. In the meantime, the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt will continue to have the biggest struggle with getting field work completed, but at least the weather is going to be at least a little bit more cooperative there. We're expecting to see rain frequencies down a bit, and we'll also see their intensity reduced as well. And that should give opportunity for getting back into some of the fields here as we move closer to the deadline for finishing field work. The temperature bias across the Midwest will continue to be warm today. Most everybody will be in the 70s and 80s. The majority of the region will see a cooling trend take place as we move through the weekend. The afternoon temperatures on Saturday in the northwestern Corn Belt will be in the 60s and lower 70s. It'll still be in the 80s, though, across the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. And as we move into Sunday, we'll see the afternoon temperatures mostly in the 70s across the region. A few upper 60s will occur in the north, and there may be still some readings near 80 degrees at the Ohio River Valley. And as we move into Monday, the temperatures will be very similar to those of Sunday, and then we'll start warming from west-east across the region as we move from Tuesday into Thursday of next week. Temperatures may rise a little bit above average during that period of time, reaching back up over 80 degrees in several areas. The low temperatures at night should fall back no lower than 40s in the far northwestern part of the Corn Belt and 50s and 60s in most other areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.